Hi everyone, my name is Yarrow and you're listening to the Embodied Business Podcast. It is May. I kind of can't believe it. It's the 1st of May, a Monday morning just before 9, and I'm in bed. I just finished my meditation. The curtains are still drawn. I have one dog on my lap and another is snoring next to me. And I wanted to record this episode because Create and Launch is starting next week. That is my program about course creation and launching that I'm offering live once a year. And I wanted to let you know more about why I'm running it, how it works, and what other updates I have. I don't actually have a lot of other updates, to be totally honest, now that I'm thinking about it. I feel excited for the summer month. The term at university is coming to an end. I'm just writing my final essays at the moment. I need to decide about my modules for next year, which is always giving me, I don't know, such a headache. It's funny, I was waking up feeling a little bit anxious this morning, and I felt kind of happy to see that this is not my usual mode of operation anymore. Yeah, definitely still have these moments of anxiety, but I don't often wake up in this way anymore. And I was like, huh, it's so interesting that my anxiety attaches to something like that, that actually isn't all that significant in the greater scheme of things, but still means a lot to me, and I really want to give it some good thought. Anyway, so this is where I am in May. On the 9th, that's tomorrow in a week, Create and Launch is starting live. And here's what it is. It's a pre-recorded course that has four modules. I have first run it in 2021, so this is the third time. And it covers really everything that goes from the dreaming stage of having all these different ideas of what you could be teaching, doing some research, asking your people, deciding eventually on a topic, deciding also on a format and container and size, and then going into the production of your course or program or workshop, and then actually launching it in a way that feels good for you and builds your business in a way that is sustainable and nourishing to you and your communities. When it runs live, so it's pre-recorded, what I just described, the four modules are pre-recorded, and once a year in spring, I run it live. And then we have five weekly workshops on a Tuesday. And those are covering the topics of each module plus a bonus one. And it's a chance for you to ask me anything about them, to go much deeper into the topic, to also kind of, you know, look at examples, talk about your ideas, you getting some feedback, meeting like-minded people. So that is every Tuesday. And then every Thursday, we have six co-working sessions. Those are six because the fifth week of the program is a break from workshops on a Tuesday as kind of like an integration week before we do the sixth workshop, or the sixth week and the fifth workshop as a bonus one. And so those co-working sessions are 2 hours and they're quiet. So you actually get stuff done. I open the space by asking you what you're going to work on. You commit to that. We also see if you have any questions. And then we go into that quiet time together. And at the end, we'll come back together and just share how it went. And I kid you not, if you've never been to any of those, they are magic. People really do get so much more done than they would by themselves. And I think that's just because you know there is someone at the other end of the screen or on the other side of the screen, and you have committed, you know, you've been witness in your commitment to what you want to do in those 2 weeks at 2 hours. And so, I don't know, yeah, I think I've been in a lot of courses that I really loved, where I learned a lot, but sometimes there can be this feeling that the learning is kind of fleeting because you're not immediately implementing it. And I'm not here to rush you through the program or force you to do anything that doesn't feel right for you at all. I just really want to make sure that we all have the space to integrate and implement what we do want in our businesses. And in those 2 hours of co-working time, I'm also there for any questions. So if you run into a tech glitch or you feel stuck or you want feedback on something, I'll be there on the chat and we can talk about it. So I think that really helps as well, because sometimes, especially if you haven't used a certain technology before, or if you're doing something for the first time in any capacity, it can just be overwhelming. And you know what you want to do and you know what you want it to look like, but for some reason you get stuck, and it's really easy to waste time in that space when you could be moving forward. So that's why those sessions are there. Everything is optional. You can each week just see kind of what you have capacity for, but of course the more you can show up, the more you will get done as part of that program in those 6 weeks. In the past, so like I said, I've run this twice in 21 and 22, and people have done amazing stuff. They have created their first online course, they made a plan to launch them. Some people have started just experimenting with some workshops, which is also cool. So just to be really clear, if you sign up, that doesn't mean you have to create some kind of really big multi-part program. If you just want to dip your toe in for now, you can also come up with a workshop that's pre-recorded or live or both. And see how that feels for you, and then take it from there. And the beauty is that you will keep the recordings, both the pre-recorded material and the recordings from the live sessions and the slides. So, if maybe now in spring you want to do it just for a workshop, just as a kind of trial run, then you can take yourself through that program again in autumn if you want. You can also find people in the community to do that together if you want in autumn, and you can then go bigger and make it more of a program or a group experience, whatever you like. And we'll talk a lot also about the right format. So I think that's another stumbling block for people, where maybe you have an idea of something you want to teach. Let's say you're a herbalist, my favorite example, and you want to teach a class about roses. Maybe you're really wavering on whether that should be a group program, or should it be like a recorded audio class, or should it be a live workshop? And we'll talk about the ins and outs of that as well. Like, there are many different pros and cons to all these different scenarios, and I think you can't really know which works well for you until you've tried it. So let's try it together. I want to say a little bit more about why I offer courses and what they mean to me. So I recorded and launched the first course in 2016. That was the second year of my business, and at the time the first thing I created was a web design and branding course. I spent a lot of time and money on the production in ways I think that weren't really necessary. I rented a hotel room, for example, because I thought it was just totally unthinkable to record it in my messy house, which wasn't actually that messy, but I just was so attached to it looking a certain way. And it was hard work. I recorded so much camera-facing materials, so many of the videos were just me sitting at my desk looking at the camera, and that's because that's the kind of course I knew at the time, and I, wanted it to be a proper one, whatever that meant. And that was just hard to produce because, I had the words in front of me, it was just hard. It's hard to explain. I think looking at the camera can be hard for a lot of people, and so something I feel really excited about is just helping people figure out whether that's right for them and to look at alternatives. So most of my courses now are me sharing slides. So I created those slides, and they are also my own bullet points. I look at them and then I explain what I want to explain in that session, and then that's it. Some of them are camera facing, some of my courses are also audio based, but I do it in a way that really works for me and that feels comfortable, and also in a way that makes sense for the learner. So bearing in mind that people learn in different ways, there's lots of things we can do to make our courses more accessible, for example offering captions, having journaling prompts is something that's really important to me, because I want to make sure that I'm not just taking something in, but I'm also really thinking and writing about what feels right for me, what has come up, what further questions I have, and so forth. So I got more serious about courses in 2021 after I had an accident where I realized that I couldn't keep working one-on-one to the capacity that I had in the previous years, which was a ton. I really wanted to offer something more affordable. At that point, we'd been almost a year into the pandemic, and there was just, I think in 2020, there was this real sense of urgency. I ran a lot of live workshops in 2020 around helping people to bring their businesses online. And that was really great fun. I loved it. And I think it was also a bit hectic and reactive, which totally makes sense for what the time was. But in 2021, I was like, okay, I actually want to slow this down a little bit. And I know I'm in this for the long haul. So I want to make sure I'm really offering something that's thought out and valuable and something that has longevity as well, so that I'm not constantly reinventing the wheel in my business. So I took all of March 2021 off, of client work, of teaching, of podcasting, just to work on my courses. And I recorded some new ones. I relaunched the ones I already had. And I came up with a schedule for my year that I'm now repeating, where the course catalog is always available, but there are certain times of the year where I'm running the programs live. And that's been really, really wonderful. It's there's something so relaxing in knowing that that income is always there. There's a rhythm to my year. There are long periods of time where I'm off. I'm not promoting or marketing or teaching something actively, but I really have downtime. And it's just giving me more freedom, knowing that when I'm not able to take on, you know, as much one-on-one web design work as I used to, there are still all these different ways in which I share skills and create community, but I'm also making an income that's fairly steady. So I have no intention of stopping. I really enjoy it. I am kind of questioning and sometimes I'm critical of how online marketing works these days, how course promotion sometimes works. I don't want this to be full of manipulation or pushy sales tactic. It's not about making six figures in 3 months or whatever, you know. It's not a get rich quick scheme, but it is a really wonderful way to share skills and get together with people and really really make something happen. And I love that. Many people, before they enroll, think about what they could be teaching, and I have a whole other episode about that. You're gonna have to scroll back. I'm afraid I can't remember exactly which number it is, but generally speaking, I would say I think we often underestimate how valuable what we know is to other people, because we're so in it in the day to day. Like, a lot of the things we practice are common sense to us. They've been in our lives for a long time. We maybe have a muscle memory or brain memory of them. And we forget that to other people, there could be really exciting things that they might want to learn. So I think some questions that you can ask yourself that might be helpful are things like, you know, how is what I know about my work changing my day to day? What do I wish I had known when I was younger? What do my clients or students often ask me about? And what do I wish everyone knew about my subject? So those are kind of starting points, and I bet you can come up with something cool that you can teach around that. All right, so I'll link to this in the show notes. It starts next Tuesday on the 9th of May. The program is $200. You can pay in installments if you like. I'll repeat that it is 4 pre-recorded modules, 5 weekly workshops, and 6 co-working sessions. Everything is recorded apart from the co-working. You get to keep those recordings. If you can't come live, that's totally fine. It runs live once a year, so we'll do that again next spring. I hope that you can join us. Let me know if you have any questions before you do. And thank you so much for listening.